Even though we don't understand, it doesn't matter. The light is the influence, first of all. And also, what we don't know and don't understand and don't remember, suddenly it surfaces in our memory, in our emotion, and it's very important. So those who disregard this or even come out of the lesson, I think they don't understand what they're doing, but it doesn't rid them of the punishment. The ignorance doesn't help here. There are rules. Please.
So we're reading in Talmud Esor Sefirot, page Taftaf Kuf Nun Vav, 956, Istaklut Nimit. You can ask questions during the lesson, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Istaklut Pnimit. One. The Ari divides the seven Melachim that descended to Bria on three discernments.
By the shattering, when they came out of the degree, they fell.
The three discernments are Orot, Nitzotzim, Kelim, lights, sparks, and vessels. He also gives them three specific places for their correction. At the Yesod of Tvuna, we correct the Kelim. At the place of the incision, we correct the Nitzotzim, the sparks, and in the Yesod of Upper Bina, we correct the lights.
Wait. What did he say? Read again. Everyone, have a look. We have Bina. We have Bina. So he says what?
Gives them three specific places for the correction.
Yes.
At the Yesod of Tvuna.
Yesod of Tvuna.
We correct the Kelim.
There's a correction of the vessels.
At the place of the incision.
The place of incision, where is that? Instead, in the place of the incision,
we correct the nitzotzim.
The sparks, nitzotzim, are corrected.
And at the Yesod of Upper Bina,
this is the incision and Yesod of Bina.
At the Yesod of Upper Bina, we correct the lights.
Is that understood or not? Meaning that we have the general Bina that divides the two. This is Bina and this is Tvuna. And here is the incision. So, the vessels are corrected in Tvuna, the sparks are corrected in the incision, and in Bina, the lights are corrected. So this is the general Bina. Is that understood? Schematically, not more than that. What I said, not a word more than that. That's it. Is that understood for you? Bina divides to three parts. Bina itself, Tvuna, which is out of Bina, and the incision. And after the shattering of the vessels, we have the lights, sparks, and vessels, and that's how they're corrected. Period. What are you asking now about the whole of Tess? Get used to being where everyone else is.
We must understand what they are about. And mainly we have to understand the matter of the nitzotzin, where all the scrutinies and raising of man in the work of the righteous to raise man revolve around. Hence, we must understand them thoroughly. One, what is the essence of those nitzotzin? Two, what is the meaning of their number? And also, that we seemingly find contradictions in the words of the Ari that concerning the number. Because sometimes he says that 320 nitzotzim are sorted and ascended, and sometimes that they are only 315 nitzotzin, and sometimes that they are 288 nitzotzin. And all those numbers are very important. We have to understand them at their source.
Yeah, well, that's important to us because this is directly about the correction. Literally, we are in the state of the shattering, so that's about us, whether we feel it or not, but we're in that. So now we have to know how we correct, what we correct, in what order, what are we going through. Next.
Item 2. First, we will explain the meaning of the nitzotzim, of which the Ari says that they fell with the broken kelim to Bia to revive them. Indeed, the Ari already interpreted them thoroughly in the world of Akudim, where he says that the Shemot and the descending El Chozer strike one another, and from them sparks of light are born as El Chozer, which is Din, judgment, which is worse than the light of Rashimo, which is Rachamim, mercy. It is explained there in opening me that the light leaves behind it a Rashimo inside the Kli after its departure from there. For example, if it is the level of Keter, it leaves a Rashimo inside the Kli from Bchinat Dalet, which is the level of Keter. Afterward, when the Zivug is done on the Ovyut thickness that remains in the Masach, which is Bchinat Gimel, and the level of Chochmah emerges on it, that level that has now emerged, because it is far more important than the Rashimo, with respect to what comes from the illumination of the Zivug, whereas the Rashimo, although its level is higher than the level of Chochmah that now came, but the illumination of its Zivug has already departed, and there's only a small illumination in it. Therefore, the light of the level of Chochmah strikes the Rashimo, meaning enters and shines in her Kli. By this, the Rashimo must depart from the Kli and rise above the Kli as Tagin that hover over the Otiyot, letters. And then sparks fall from the Rashimo because the Rashimo comprises two kinds of lights. Light that is zach, like cleaner, finer, and light that is more av, thicker. Because just as the light in general contains Or Yashar and Or Chozer, the Or Chozer that is inverted from above downward becomes a Kli that dresses the Or Yashar. Likewise, the Rashimo that remains of this light also consists of Or Yashar and Or Chozer, where the Or Yashar is called light that is zach, finer, and the Or Chozer is called light that is more av, thicker. But this thicker light becomes a Kli and dresses the Or Yashar, although it is still not a complete Kli, as long as it is connected with the Or Yashar. After the departure of the thinner light upward, and the thicker light remains below, because the thicker light, which is Or Chozer, cannot ever rise, but remains below, and then the thicker light becomes a Kli. This concerns the general thicker light, the general Or Yashar. But this part of the thicker light that departed from the Rashimo and remained in the Kli, because of the striking of the level of the Echoraim on it, is still not regarded as an actual Kli, like the theckelite in general. This is because the emergence of the Reshimot outside of the Kli as Tagin is not regarded as complete emergence and departure, Istalkut, because the rule is that a Reshimot never departs. Rather, although we departed above the Kli, it still shines into its own thicker light. Hence, it is regarded as tagin over the letters, otiot, meaning connected to it and shines on it, illuminates it. Hence, the thicker light of the Reshimot no longer becomes a Kli, still does not become a Kli by the exit of the Reshimot from the Kli, and it's still regarded as light. This is the precision that the Arim makes about always calling them sparks of light, to show that they don't have the name of a Kli, like the thick name. Light of in general, because the Or Yashar of the level in general is completely departed and went up to its root, and the thick light remains alone below without any illumination from it. Whereas the thick light that departed from the Reshimot because of the Haka'ah, the beating, and remained alone in the Kli, the light of Reshimot is still attached to it. And because it is attached to it, it is still regarded as mixed with it. Because as long as the Or Chozer is attached to the Or Yashar before it departed, the Or Chozer is mixed with Or Yashar without any distinction between them.
Shailot.
Questions. Is what we read understood? Do you want to repeat it? Who wants to repeat it? Oh, good. Well, respected. So, we are reading again from the top. Part 10, inner observation.
Part 10, Histaklut Pnimit, Item 1. The Ari divides the seven Melachim, kings, that descended to Bria, to their three Bchinot, discernments, which are Orot, lights, Nitzotzin, sparks, and Kelim, vessels. He also attributes to them three specific places for their correction. At the Yesod of Tvuna, we correct the Kelim. The place of incision is where the Nitzotzin are corrected, and Yesod of Upper Bina is where the lights are corrected. We must understand what they are about. Mainly, we have to understand about the Nitzotzin. For all the scrutinies and sortings and raising of man and the work of the righteous to raise man concern them.
You hear that
all the sorting and raising of man and the work of the righteous to raise man concern them.
Those sparks. And therefore, from here on, he almost entirely talks about the sparks.
For this reason, we must understand them well. One, what is the essence of those Nitzotzin? Two, what is the matter of their number, the meaning of their number? Especially that we seem to find contradictions in the words of the Ari concerning the number. Because sometimes he says that 320 Nitzotzin are sorted and rise. Sometimes he speaks only of 315 sparks, and sometimes that they are 288 sparks. And all those numbers are very important and must be understood at their source.
So far, clearly we don't remember, but what we read is what we read. Next.
Item 2. First, we will explain the essence of the Nitzotzin, of which the Ari says that they fell with a broken Kelim to Bia to revive them, to sustain them. Indeed, the Ari has already explained them well back in the world of Akudim, where he says that the Reshimot and descending on Chozer strike one another, and then out of them, sparks of light are born as Or Chozer, which is Din, judgment, and is worse than the light of Reshimot, which is Rachamim, mercy. And it is explained there in Opnimi that the light leaves behind it a reshimo inside the kli after its departure from there. For example, if it is the level of Ketel, it leaves a reshimo inside the kli from Pchina Daled, which is the level of Ketel. Then, when the zivug is done on the uvut that remains in the masach, that is Pchina Gimel, and the level of Chokhmah emerges on it, that level that has now emerged, because it is far more important than the reshimo, with respect to what comes from the illumination of the zivug, whereas the reshimo, although its level is higher than the level of Chokhmah that has now come, but the illumination of its zivug has already departed, and there's only small illumination in it. Therefore, the light of the level of Chokhmah strikes the reshimo, meaning enters and illuminates in her kli. Because of this, the reshimo must depart from the kli and rise above the kli as tagin that hover over the otiyot, the letters. And then sparks fall off from the reshimo, because the reshimo comprises two kinds of light. A fine light and a thin light and a thick light. Because as the light in general contains Or Yashar and Or Chozer, meaning Or Chozer that's inverted from above downward and becomes a kli that dresses the Or Yashar, likewise the reshimo that remained of this Or, this light, also comprises Or Yashar and Or Chozer. The Or Yashar is called thin light, and the Or Chozer is called thick light, as the Ari says.
So far, is it okay or not? Niv? No? Who can say, what is the issue of the clash here? What's the conflict? There was a degree of Keter at first, a great light, right? Now that degree is gone. Instead of it comes the degree of Chokhmah, smaller, right? What have we learned? Drawing here, a little drawing. We had Rosh Toch Sof. From the Rosh, there was an expansion. From the Peletze to the Tabul. And then it began to purify. When it purified, here the degree of Keter disappeared. Here, at the red point, the degree of Keter disappeared. You see? Then what? There was a coupling over this degree and the degree of Chokhmah. This was Keter and this is Chokhmah. The degree of Chokhmah is what there is. It's light. The degree of Keter is Reshimo, is a Reshimo. Comes the light and expels the Reshimo because it's stronger, right? You hear, Niv? You ate a steak yesterday, something with, I don't know, ducks. But today, you can only remember it. But in practice, your stomach is empty. Right? You have a piece of bread in front of you, you're going to eat it or not. So what's more important for you now? The bread in front of you or yesterday's duck? The bread. So, what's not to understand here? Okay, so the degree of Chokhmah expels the Reshimo from the Kli, outwards. Right? And that's the main thing. Meaning, the differences between the states build the vessels. The expansion of the light and its departure make the Kli worthy for its role. Remember the rule, right? That's it. So for us it's important. Why? Because we can repeat it in the opposite direction from the departure we want to revive it, and from the departure reach the light. It's physics. There's nothing to it. It's not any mysticism. All right? So comes light of Prina Gimel, expels the Reshimo of Prina Daled, and enters. Now it rules. Later comes the departure of Prina Gimel, the light of the new degree, Prina Bet, comes, throws the other Reshimo away, enters in its stead, and rules. That's how it is. Everyone rules in its time.
Yes?
I can't understand what is the entry of the light that pushes away the Reshimo. What is it?
Don't you understand that the bread of today is better than yesterday's duck?
Yes, but did I forget about the duck altogether?
No, there's a Reshimo. But what's a Reshimo compared to the light?
So why does it push it away?
How can you be in both this and that? You can only have pleasure from one thing. This works in a, how to put it, like it's like a flip-flop. It's yes and no, yes, no. You can't have two lights in a single desire. In spirituality, in short, there is no two lights at once. It's only one.
Is it about how much I bestow in that?
You have to decide in such a way. Whether you bestow or not, all that, it doesn't matter. We're talking about the necessary actions happening in the will to receive. We're not in control of that. Comes a greater pleasure, which is the current pleasure. And before that you had a Reshimo, you dreamt of yesterday's duck. Where do I find that duck today? All of a sudden, what you get is a dry bun. But that's what you have right now, and that's what you get. And it is a shining light. It doesn't matter that it's a lesser light than whatever, the duck's foot. But it's light. And that's just Reshimo. So today's light expels yesterday's Reshimo. Well, Reshimo is obviously yesterday's, meaning what's in the past. It's a law. It works in our world as well. That's the difference between realistic people and unrealistic people. A realistic person works according to what is at hand.
So that means the light shines in the Kli until today's level, meaning to that quality of that bun or whatever?
A desire, what's in the desire, and that's it. I don't have several stomachs, I have one. Or like with a cow, you have more. He doesn't answer. All right.
Where does this process lead eventually?
This process leads to a state where, by way of purification, is the chichut, the exit from one state to another, we acquire vessels. Because the vessels come from the friction, from comparison, or sorting of the different states.
So I acquire a Kli and lose it all the time?
Of course. Each time comes a new light, and it expels the Reshimo, takes rule in its time, then comes a new light, expels the previous light that became a Reshimo, etc.
So this whole process is about creating more and more types of Reshimo?
The whole process is so that you, from the states you're going through, you'll acquire the wisdom, the science, the discernments, the impressions. What's the difference between a little child and a grown adult who we say is experienced? That he went through many states and he can make the comparison, and then that's it. This is the main thing for us. the process of comparison between things. Yes.
Can we continue with the example of the duck and the bun and explain what it means that the light divides into two kinds of wishimot, thin and thick?
Wait, in a bit, yeah. It's like the kli and the light. We have two discernments, right? Kli and light. Desire and fulfillment. Likewise, we have a reshimo from the kli called the coarse reshimo, and the reshimo from the light that filled it, which is the pure reshimo. The reshimo from the duck includes two reshimot. I had the desire and the pleasure that filled the desire. That's the reshimo. Now, it divides to two. This and that separately. The desire for the duck, which I took pleasure in, and the fulfillment itself. The pleasure from the duck that filled the desire. We'll see. We'll see how we get along with that, because they later switch and separate, and that's the work of scrutiny. We're always dealing with comparison, always comparing 1-0, 1-0, 1-0 in very adjacent discernments. I can't make the comparison. Is there another word besides comparing? Comparison? No? All right. So, I can't make an action of comparison in skipping degrees from Daled to Bet, or Bet to, and so on. It has to be Daled Gimel, Gimel Bet, Bet Aleph. It's like how computers are built, are programmed. It's the will to receive is simple. It doesn't know anything besides what I had and what I got now, what shines right now. What I had is Reshimo, what I have is light. And then I compare the two and I see what's worthwhile, because the will to receive makes the decision. If it's worthwhile to enjoy, to have the bread instead of yesterday's duck, or if it's about bringing contentment, this opposite to that. And of course, yesterday with the duck I ate, I could have gave contentment to the Creator, and now all I have is a dry bun, so I choose the bun because today's light is more important, and what happened yesterday is already yesterday. If I go back to yesterday, that's a klipa.
So that means I am bestowed upon the Creator differently with the desire for the duck or the filling of the duck?
It's a different work. I can't... We'll talk about it. It's a correct question. From the desire only, from the good desire that is not yet realized. Do I bestow from that desire too? We'll clarify that. That's exactly the scrutiny of the sparks. The sparks are something very unique. It comes from the masach, from the returning light, from the will to bestow that remained. The lights and vessels are clear. I had a kli, I had light. But the connection between the kli and light, what I did it for, why did I eat, what for? That's the sparks that remained. And so all our scrutinies are sparks. That's the main thing. The kli somehow, the light somehow, but the main thing is, do I go in order to bestow? Can I use them and correct them? No. So the sparks that become clarified through the incision, at the incision, that's the main thing.
So when we talk about a lack, we're talking about those sparks that impact a broken kli?
I don't want to jump into that. It's too general. In short, this is sufficient for us to know our work with the sparks and the vessels and the lights. They'll come. They'll be in place. All right. Try to feel it in your gut as much as possible, like a lack, like a this inclination, Israel, etc.
At this point of incision, at the nitzotzin, at the point of zivug daka, the intention is clarified, sorted. This is the place where the intention is built. And the process is described once as if the masach strikes the light and sends it back, and once as though the light strikes the masach. And here there is a kind of resistance between two forces of light that is revealed in the Rishimo that pushes away the Rishimo. What's the reason and what's the cause in building this intention of the point where this Zivug Daka, that spark happens?
That's it?
Yep.
Either you say you don't understand anything, or suddenly you jump and to all kinds of... we'll wait. We'll wait for that. Okay. Okay, you asked correctly, but we'll discover it. Where are we?
Continuing, although this thick light...
Yes, please.
Although this thick light that has become a kli and dresses the Ol Yashar is still not a complete kli, like the Ari says, as long as it is connected to the Ol Yashar. But after the departure of the thin light upward, the thick light remains below, because the thick light, which is Ol Chozer, can never rise. Rather, it remains below, and then the thick light becomes a kli.
Specifically because the thin light left it. And this is about the thick light that clothed the general direct light. However, this part of the thick light that was separated from the Rishimo and remained in the Kli, due to the beating of the degree of Achoraim, the posterior, etc., is not considered an actual Kli, like the thick light of the general. And this is because the emergence of the Rishimot to outside of the Kli as Dagin is not considered a complete departure, because the rule is that the Rishimo never departs. However, even though it went above the Kli, it still shines to the thick as its thick light. And this is considered the Tagin over the Otiyot, the letters. Meaning she's connected to him and shines in him, because there is no thick light of the Rishimo that has become a vessel by the exit of the Rishimo from the Kli. And it is considered light now as well. And this is what the Rav clarifies as the sparks of light, to indicate that there is a Kli there over the thick light, because the direct light went up to its root,
to the Rosh,
and the thick light below remained without any illumination. However, the thick light that was separated from the Rishimo due to the beating and remained alone in the Kli, here the light of Rishimo is still bonded with it. And because it's bonded with it, it is considered mixed with it, mingled with it, as long as the direct light, the returning light, clings to the direct light before it departs, then the returning light is mingled with the direct light without any differentiation.
So, this is how they're still connected to each other. We have the table of questions for the words and the matters. Where is the thin light, the thick light? Maybe it's not here. Maybe we had it before. But the nitzotzin, the sparks, what are lights, or lights and nitzotzim and kelim? No one. Page
972. 972.
1. Lights, sparks, and vessels. In the Reshimot that remains from the lights of Nikudim after their departure, two lights are discerned. 1. The thin light in them, which is the direct light, and 2. The thick light in them, which is the returning light. And the thin light in the Reshimot remained in Atzilut. They are considered lights. And the thick light in them descended with the vessels that shattered into Bia, and they're called sparks.
Again,
lights, sparks, and vessels. In the Reshimot that remained from the lights of Nikudim after their departure, two lights are discerned. 1, the thin light in them, which is the direct light. And 2, the thick light in them, which is the returning light. And the thin light of the Reshimot remained in Atzilut, and they are called lights. And the thick light in them descended with the shattered vessels to Bia, and they are called sparks.
That's it. And we have to mainly sort that light that descended into Bia. There is some more here.
Maybe 16.
What is 16? I'll listen to. I'm willing to try anything. Nah, that's too much afterwards. Sorting and correction. Let's read it.
We're reading from page Taf Kaf Ein Hey.
975.
The scrutiny of the sorting of the lights. Item 16. The sorting of the lights, meaning to the lights of the sparks, and the sparks, meaning the light of the thick light that separates from the Reshimot that descended with the vessels to Bia. The aspect of coarseness that fell and purified from the Masach is also included in these sparks, because in Atzilut only the thin light remained, which is the direct light. It is known that the general melachim that fell to Bia are the 320 aspects, called 320 sparks, which are 8 melachim, in each of which there are 4 prinot in the masach, and each prina brings out a degree of 10 sefirot, and there is 40 degrees in each melech, and 8 times 40 gives 320. It is known that the reason for the shattering was the lower hay of coarseness that was mingled with all those aspects of the melechim, and this lower hay was not worthy to receive the light of Gadlut of Nikudim, and therefore when the light began to clothe the vessels and harmed her, then it went above and separated from her immediately, and then the kli shattered and fell to Bia, as known. And therefore it's impossible, even in time of correction, to begin some correction without separating the lower hay of the prina daled of coarseness. And this correction was made by the 32 paths of Chokhmah, which clarifies the Prina Daled from each and every degree, which is the last aspect of Prina Daled in each Melech. And it leaves only the first 9 Sefirot in each Prina, in a way that it clarifies the 32 parts of Malchut, which are 8 times 4, and it lowers them as waste. And only the 288 aspects are remained in Kedusha, which are the 36 aspects from each Melech, and 8 times 36 gives 288. And each and every aspect that is risen from Bia is included with all the 380 and 20 sparks, and the illumination of Abba shines only to the 288, and it doesn't shine to the 32 parts of Malchut of Prinat Dalet. Therefore, they wither, and they cannot hold on in Atzilut, and they fall back to Biyah as waste, and only the 288 sparks, which are clean from the lower hay, remain. And this is called the sorting or the scrutiny of the lights.
You're quiet, I don't know. What is happening here? So what are we going to be dealing with numbers? You know it. Sorting and correcting, continue item 17.
Sorting and correcting. Sorting is called lowering the 32 sparks, which are the 32 parts of Malchut, as waste, and keeping the 288 as the building of Kedusha, sanctity, which is done by the illumination of Abba. However, this sorting is not sufficient to build the degree, because the parts of Malchut are still missing there. Therefore, they now need the integration of the zivug of katnut, of ima, meaning her in her masach of the lower hay in enaim, which is where the two hays are, which is the lower hay and the upper hay, that are included in each other by way of the association of the measure of judgment with mercy. And by the integration of the 288 sparks in this coupling of ima, they come back and attain the 32 new parts of Malchut, meaning that are already mingled with the quality of Rachamim, mercy, and the 320 sparks are completed once again. And this is the main correction, because it is not made without Ima, because Abba does not have any ascent of the lower hay in the Enaim, as it receives from the corresponding aspect in Ak, which is Ab of Ak, and the beginning of the lower hay in the Enaim begins from Sag of Ak, as known, in a way that the sorting does not happen without Abba, as he is Chokhmah. And the 32 parts of Malchut of Prinat Daled cannot receive from him due to the restriction that rides over them. And therefore they wither away and separate from there as waste, because they were sorted as sigim that can bring no use. And this sorting cannot happen without Ima, because the light of Ima also shines to Prinat Daled, because over the light of Chasadim there was never any restriction as known. It turns out that by the illumination of Ima, the 32 sparks would not separate from there at all, and specifically the illumination of Abba is needed. However, the aspect of correction, which means to go back and correct the new 32 parts of Malchut, which are mingled with the quality of Rachamim, instead of the initial 32 parts that were rejected by the illumination of Abba, that cannot be done without Ima, which receives from the corresponding aspect of Sag of Ak, where there is the root of the association between Rachamim and Din. And by these two, sorting and correcting, the form of the embryo is completed.
Okay, we will learn it many times, because it depends on the process we're going through. What?
What do we do with what you scrutinize as unusable?
So scrutinizing that we cannot use, that we're forbidden to use, is also scrutiny. It's knowledge.
Yeah, but it's not part of the embryo, or what?
It's an inseparable part, and even more important than what you sort to correction. To sort what does not belong to correction is even more important, because you don't touch and you don't go into all kinds of problems, into all kinds of shatterings. So this we should understand and know first. And then what you perhaps will do and will correct and how and by what and who. But this is already stage two. First, tie your hands and don't touch, so you don't interfere. What do we begin? By going into Ibu. And what's Ibu? Completely annulling yourself. I don't touch anything. I don't belong to anything. I'm just inside. That's all I want. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm willing to do anything in order not to do anything, not to cause anything. So, and it's a lot of work. It is keeping, restriction, tzimtzum, the whole matter of the masach, the separating masach, and only then do you begin to work. It's after the degree, it's already gadlut. But the beginning of every degree is an ibu. An ibu is always sit and do nothing better. Yes.
But I still there is a feeling of all those things that cannot be used. It's not that I suddenly don't feel.
But I have a lot of knowledge because of it. I know why it's forbidden. I learn where they are connected, when I will be able to use them. It's not like if I'm in contact with something, then I already learned something from it. I have to know why not. You understand? And why not is already part of the yes.
No.
Well,
there's always this kind of, you run into it again and then you remember that it's unusable.
No. I not only remember, again, I not only remember, I constantly get deeper information about why not. And then I begin to understand that in this way, yes, in that way, yes. You cannot learn what to do without knowing what not to do.
But it's not like this desire disappears somewhere. It's always felt.
It secretly enters. If you don't see it now, it secretly enters what you can do, what you are allowed to do. But this is the first thing that's most important. What do you teach a child? Don't cross the road. That's it. We stop. We don't do. When do we? When we don't, that comes later. First of all, in anything, you first of all, it's about not doing.
But he always steps into the road and then has to cross it.
What does it say about the land of no? You two should learn it.
No, tikraot gimel.
Okay, read item 3 and then we will repeat it anyway.
So we're going back to page Taf Taf Kuf Nun Zain, item 3 from Inner Observation. And there in Akudim there were two kinds of sparks. First, the thick light from the Reshimo that remained in the Kli after the exit of the Reshimo from there, due to the illumination of the new degree of Achoraim that was lower from it.
Meaning the Or Yashar that was in the Reshimo fled, and the Reshimo from the Or Chozer remained.
And there's also an aspect of sparks there from the thick light that remained after the departure of the illumination of the new degree from the Kli, where the thick light of the new degree cannot rise with the departing light, and it also remains in the Kli as nitzotzin, sparks. As written there, that from the sparks that remained in terms of Reshimo, the vessels of males, Zcharim, are then made, and from the sparks that remained from the new degree were made the vessels of the females, the Nekevot. However, here in Nikudim, there was only the aspect of sparks that remained after the departure of the light of Reshimo from the Kli, as it shattered and fell to Bia. However, the sparks of the departure of the degree of posterior, is not here, because after the departure of the light of the Kli, it fell to Bial right away and did not have the time to receive the illumination of the second degree of Achoraim that emerged afterwards. Turns out there's only the aspect of a thick light that cannot depart and rise with the light of Reshimo. Rather, it remains in the Kli, and therefore this light descended together with the Kli to Bia.
These are things we haven't learned and we don't know. So the Nitzotzim fall and they have nowhere to fall. They have no Kli to fall into. And here, because they have no Kli into which to fall, we are bewildered here. And we're looking for how we can achieve the sorting. Well, we'll learn it, how it works for us. Okay. We have something else to read, maybe in questions and answers. What?
Samech Bet.
Samech Bet, 62. What are Nitzotzin? Fine. What page is it?
Page Taf Kuf Pe Gimel. This is the at the end. In the sparks, in the Reshimo, the remain from the lights of Nikudim after their departure from the shattering vessels, there are two kinds of lights. One is the aspect of their direct light, which is called the thin light of the Reshimo. Second is the returning light in them, which is called the thick light of the Reshimo. Because like the general lights that departed, that included both direct and returning light, so do the Reshimot that remained from them, they're also including both direct and returning light. And the thin light in the Reshimot are called lights, and they remained in Atzilut. And the thick light of the Reshimot are called sparks, and they descended with the vessels to Bia.
Because what is the thick light? Oh, Chazo. That was before. Mm-hmm. More? Did you find something that we should read?
Hello.
No. Okay, we'll find it later.
I see that
this jump caused us many confusions.
I thought
it would make things clearer, but the opposite happens. What can you do? My fault. Going back to Taf Samech Zayin.
We originally we were in Taf Ein Bet.
Taf. No. Ah, kvar, ken? Beseder. Bo nikra misham ktsat.
Okay, let's read from there. We should read item Tetzain, 16.
Item 16, the words of the Ari, page Taf Ein Bet. And the number of sparks that were corrected will be 288. And 278. And the rest in them are 32, which are the remaining to complete the 320. They died and couldn't be corrected, and that's what's called Ruach Elohim Merachefet, Met Rapach.
He wants to say Rapach 288, he's just so he writes it.
And from the sparks that were corrected, there will be 288, the rest are 32, they complete the 320. They died and couldn't be corrected, and that's the meaning of Ruach Elohim Rachefet, Met Rapach.
Clear? I don't know if it's clear or not. Dudi, why are you looking at me? You're afraid. He writes, it'll be wide. Why does he write Rachav? Not Rapach. Why is he trying? Is he writing it this way? He's trying to show us that the word that Rapach is in the middle of the word Merachefet, hovering. Continue. 17.
And this 288 sparks were corrected by the name name of Ab, because with its letters and the characters, because 72 characters and the 216 letters brings together 288. This is what's written, that Barach Mate Aaron to the house of Levi, because the rod of Aaron, Mate Aaron, is the name of 72, Ab, which is the chesed of Sitra of Aaron to the house of Levi, which is 216 letters.
Read it again.
And the 288 sparks were corrected by the name of 72 in its letters and characters, because the 72 characters of 206 and 216 letters brings 288. And this is the meaning that the Parach Mate Aaron Levet Levi, because Mate Aaron, the rod of Aaron, is the name of that has 72, as the chesed of Aaron to the house of Levi, which is the 216 letters, which is Parach.
So this is how we correct the Kelim. Next.
Item 18, and this is the reason that the Malchut has nothing from itself, because her sparks were not corrected. Besides, she has received from her husband 10 from above downwards. Again, this is the reason that the Malchut has nothing of herself, because her sparks were not corrected. Rather, she has received from her husband 10 from above downwards.
Yes. 19.
And because her first sparks were not corrected, and they clung to her as the rose among thorns, and these are the 32 that weren't corrected, which are called the stony heart. And the 320 sparks with the name Adni, that is equal to 65, is all Shekhinah, divinity, because everything's included in her.
Again,
because her initial sparks were not corrected, they clung to her as rose among thorns. And these are the 32 that weren't corrected, called the stony heart. And these 320 sparks with the name Adni, that is 65, is all Shekhinah, because all are included in her.
So, Shekhinah is Shach, 320, plus Samache, 65. Okay, 385 is Shekhinah. Well, it's not important for us, these numbers, but the fact that they are corrected by the combination of Chochmah and Bina. What do we do next? Item 19. No, we won't have time to get into this. All right, we'll continue this tomorrow. Slowly. We have to get used to the words, the definitions, the style, because each part has its own style. It changes a little bit. So, bit by bit. It doesn't go in through the head. It enters you because you want it to be close to you. Just like that, the wisdom of the Torah requires emotional closeness. I want it to be in me. It's in me. I want to sort it, scrutinize it. I want to know where it is in me. I want to feel where all of these discernments jump in me. And then out of the inclination, to it, it is revealed, not through intellect. Okay.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before it, let's sing a song.
באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לדעת לגלות עולם נסתר והוא היה לי. יש כאלה אנשים להם חיכית והם רואים את מה שאף אחד לא רואה. יש לי שאלה גדולה איך הגיע לגלות מה שגילו איך להניע. תמחר לך סביבה טובה ותגיע ותגלה לך עולם מושלם שנעלם. את עולמך תראה בחייך, את עולמך תראה בחייך. עוד בעולם הזה תראה את עולמך. באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לצמוח, להשתנות ולגלות ולא לברוח. מהגילוי שמחכה איתי לשמוח, דרך חברים עוד תגלה נפלאות. את עולמך תראה בחייך, את עולמך תראה בחייך. עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך, את עולמך תראה בחייך, את עולמך תראה בחייך.